Welcome to Digital Asset News, trade the top stories in cryptocurrency and digital assets, and break them down to bite-sized pieces. Today, we have some fantastic stories going on. First up, Ripple spent $170,000 lobbying President Trump's staff on blockchain and cryptocurrency in 2019, which I think is just a drop in the bucket. Also, survey shows that 2020 surge in crypto interest among financial advisors, Bitwise report, and why this is incredibly important moving forward as far as institutions and investments in 2020 and beyond. And also, a former regulator known as Crypto Dad to launch a digital dollar think tank. This is an important story because there's been rumors circulating about that the U.S. government is going to digitalize the U.S. dollar. So this is an important factor. And finally, we're going to look at the scam of the day. So if you don't know, we've been doing this for 3 days now, and we are 3 for 3. What's been going on is I asked the question in a poll. I asked every person that had come through and watched some of my videos and said, look, have you been scammed out of your money? And have you been a victim? And out of all the results, it was an astounding high amount of people that had been scammed out of. Now, I find this repulsive and I wanted to do something about it. So what we did first is we just did a really simple search of live streaming Brad Garlinghouse. We found our first scam. We downvoted it, reported it, and in 24 hours it was removed. I think one of the big issues is that people, they go and they see these scams and they just report it, you know, maybe one people or five persons does it, and it doesn't go anywhere, and it's very frustrating. But however, if this channel does this every single day, it's okay if I do it, but if you do it, now we're two, and then we go five, and then 10, and then someone watches the video, all of a sudden we have 1,000 people attacking these scam videos, and it gets it out the way, and we can open up this whole section to people to actually come back in and not be afraid of getting scammed, at least on YouTube. So that is what we do every single time, and it's been successful so far. So there is one thing I'd like to say, and I say this every single time, just because you haven't fallen scam, don't feel like you are above somebody else. Look, it can happen to anybody. People get scammed all the time. Even me, I've been in this space for going on 3 years. And some of these scams look legit. I mean, they look like it's from the Ripple Foundation. It's from the Ethereum team. It's from Vitalik Buterin. It's just, it looks so real. And there's so many people in these groups. You're like, well, it looks okay, kinda. Then you have to like smack yourself in the face and go, what the heck are you doing? This is stupid. But people just fall into it. So especially people who are new into this space. So this is a critical year. 2020 is a critical year for all of us right now. So let's police our community and make sure that we get rid of this crap as fast as possible. So let's take a look and see if we can find a scam. Oh, actually, before we do that, well, we don't actually have to look at any of the scams because we did this one yesterday. Today is January 16th, 2020. And the one that we reported, within 6 hours, you guys had all done your job, which was to downvote and report, and we got it removed. So thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it. And then I did a little a quick section, just want to say an update that, hey, we got it removed. And Anthony C192 said, hey, can we do this one, essentially? He gave us didn't give us the link, but he gave us the title. Live Ripple Price Prediction Giveaway XRP. So I punched that in YouTube, and sure enough, here it is. There's two of them, and they look like the same thing, just a different group doing it. So what I want to do is I want to accelerate what we're doing already. So we've done one every video for three times. Let's do two. Let's see what happens. Super simple stuff, and we are looking for what I call the CG. Okay, the CG, we're looking for the CG. That stands for comments and giveaways. First of all, you will notice that in most of these, and this one is no exception, there is no comment section. And the reason for that is because they don't want people to say, this is a scam, don't give us any money, this is a scam, this is a scam. And so they do all this. Look at that. Digital asset, Litecoin, Alex Cobb, hashtag Ethereum, hashtag Bitcoin. Pretty smart people. And so if you don't see any comments, red flag. Second of all is a giveaway. You're gonna see something like this. It's gonna say, send us 1,000 XRP and you'll be airdropped. Someone told me to remind, to make sure I made mention that. You're gonna be airdropped 10,000 Ripple back. Now here's the thing, you're not special. No one's gonna send you any extra money. Let me say that again, you're not special. No one's gonna send you any extra money. You are not going to get more money back than what you put in. especially for doing absolutely nothing. So get that out of your head right now. This is a scam. This is a scam. This is a scam. I have to say things three times so people get it. And if you're new, I don't want to seem too aggressive, but I'm here to help you and hopefully protect you from doing something goofy. And this is what you need to look out for. So this is not a thing. So CG, we're looking for no comments, and we're looking for a giveaway that is just asymmetrical. All right, so this is junk, and here's a problem. Look at the amount of subscribers, 392,000 subscribers. You know how they get them many subscribers? There's two ways. One, they buy it on the dark web. They can, you know, buy subscribers for a couple thousand dollars. They get, you know, 300,000 subscribers. The second way they do it is that they hack into a current YouTuber, and it doesn't have to be in digital assets or cryptocurrency. It could be any YouTuber, and they essentially steal their channel. They wipe out all their videos. They lock that YouTuber out of all that hard-earned work, and they just take it over, and they just do like a couple videos, and they do this nonsense right here. It's just ridiculous. So what we're going to do, my friends, is we're going to downvote it, and we're going to report it. And the easiest way to do this is to spam or misleading, choose one, scams and fraud. We're going to hit next. Oh, no, just put next. And we're going to say why this is a scam. Please remove ASAP. Well, I didn't spell remove, but... And we're done. So we close it out, and that is it. So we got one down. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to copy this, put it in our scam video, and that was on January 16, 2020. And we're going to always check up on these the next day and the next day and the next day. So far, we got 3 for 3, but I will attack this video until it gets removed. Actually, both of these videos. So we got this one. Let's put in the description so everybody knows what it is. Now, look, we're going to take these down, and they're going to put another one up. We're going to take them down, put another one up. But if we keep accelerating this, and also if the other YouTubers would help me to do this, I mean, come on, it is your community too. We could wipe this away in a week. So I don't see the problem. These things are going to keep popping up. It's like whack-a-mole, but we have to do these things because I cannot allow newbies coming in or just people that have been in here anyhow and getting scammed out of their hard-earned money. I just can't allow it. So let's see the next one here. Let's go back and Ripple cryptocurrency, XRP mooning, and Ripple giveaway. All right. And this is Brad Garlingos, XRP CEO, 252,000 subscribers. So let's see. First, what are we looking for? We're looking for comments. Are there any comments here? No. We're looking for a giveaway. Is there a giveaway that's asymmetrical? Yes. You're sending 5,000 XRP, you'll be airdropped 50,000 Ripple back. That's crazy. So we downvote. We report. We say spam or misleading. We choose one. Scams and fraud. Next. This is a scam. Move this up. We report, and it's done. So, let's put the link. Put over here to the scam of the day. This was January 16, 2020. The description is great. So guys and ladies and gentlemen, I will say, if you could do me a favor, just go to the, in the description below, in my description, there will be a link. It'll say scam of the day, and it will link you to this Google spreadsheet. Click on these two links, please downvote and report, and let's get two more out the way. All right, thanks for that. Let's get into today's topics. This was fascinating. Ripple spent 170 grand, which if you know anything about lobbying and government, that's kind of like a drop in the bucket. But it does go to show you, it's not what you know, it's who you know, and it's who you rub elbows with, and that's what we're gonna get into right now. So, let's see. Ripple spent 170 grand lobbying the American government across the first three quarters of 2019. It's amazing how you can call giving money to all these congressmen and senators as lobbying and not bribes, but that's America, baby. It's America. So first recorded in 2019, according to the Center for Responsive Politics. The nonpartisan research tracking group secured the data from the Senate Office of the Public Records, says Ripple lobbied the executive office of Donald Trump. It was also noted that Ripple spent a total of roughly $500,000 on lobbying in 2018. And I think all this lobbying will really go to pay off and pay dividends down the road. I don't know if there are any other cryptocurrency digital assets currently lobbying the US government, but Ripple sure is making a case. All right, in October, Ripple announced that it's opening a dedicated office in Washington, D.C., designed to tackle compliance issues facing crypto innovators in the banking industry. Do you think maybe them doing this helped to push forward the amount of legislation that is being on the docket for 2020 for U.S. Congress to vote on? I don't know, but there's 22 separate bills in 2020 alone. I don't know if this had a part to play. Moving on, and then in July, the startup took out a full-page ad in the Wall Street Journal asking lawmakers in Congress to recognize the potential for blockchain and cryptocurrency to boost the economy and the U.S. dollar. Not too bad. The company has also hired political advisor Ron Hammond, who helped draft the Token Taxonomy Act of 2019, H.R. 2144, which is intended to be a piece of comprehensive legislation supporting and empowering businesses and innovators in the blockchain and crypto economy. Amazing. So they are going out there and working behind the scenes to get things crafted. This is the only way things get done. You roll up your sleeves, you get out there, you talk to people, you rub elbows and go, this is what we're going to do. Got it? It seems like that's what's going to happen. So Ripple is making a pretty good case. Now, this is important because there's been a rumor, and I reported on this yesterday in my last video when I had this massive headache, but it was such a big rumor I had to put it out. This was from Anthony Pompliano. If you guys don't know him, he's got his own podcast. He does a lot of things on CNBC. And he explained on Twitter that there is a rumor that the Fed is going to digitalize the US dollar, essentially going to put it on the blockchain. And that's amazing. So if that happens, which if Anthony's talking about it and other people are talking about it, what makes you think it's not happening? Especially if Ripple's been around and they are, you know, talking to all these regulators, they are talking to the office of the President of the United States. I am pretty sure they're talking to the US Treasury and Steve Mnuchin. So who do you think they're gonna call up? Who do you think they're going to talk to? Who do you think they're going to want to get information from as far as direction goes? Do you think it's going to be Dogecoin? I'm not saying anything about Dogecoin. I used to have Dogecoin. But I'm just saying, no, that's not going to happen. It's going to be that group in Ripple, and I think that's going to be how it shapes up. Now, talking about all this, I did a price prediction of XRP, and people lost their minds. It was an XRP price prediction. I said that at some point, XRP could be worth $95.20. And people are like, well, first of all, if you're a Bitcoin maximalist, you probably wanted to do me bodily harm. But that's just what I had. And that was, and you can watch the video. I'll link it after this one, and you can see it's just what I think. Now, some people say, well, how, that's kind of irresponsible of you to do those types of things. I'm like, look, if you've got XRP, which was at $3.40 at its all-time high, and they're doing all these things right now to mold and shape what the US government is doing. And this wasn't, and I gotta tell you, US government is going to do this because China is out front. And if what China does, another superpower, the U.S. has to come behind it like, hey, we're not going to be left behind. We're not going to let Russia beat us in the space race in the 60s. We are definitely not going to let China whoop us in the economic forum. We are going to keep control. So they're going to have to do this types of thing. So if you think all these things are happening with XRP, it's at 22 cents. Do you think it can't go up 17x back to $3.40? So I'm just going to say it right now. If you put in $1,000 today, not financial advice, but you best believe I'm going to do it. If I could put in $1,000 and then maybe in a year or two get $17,000 back, why wouldn't I do that? I mean, it just kind of makes sense to me. Now, if you're out there and you're like, well, that, you know, it'll never go back up. No, maybe I'm wrong. I do not know. That's why it's not financial advice. This is the things that I'm going to do. Do your own research. But I think it's a pretty good option out there. Anyhow, one of the big knocks about the 95-20 was like, well, how can you say that? Because, I mean, how much money is there in the world? Let me show you something. So this is a little visualization about all the money in the world. And each one of these little squares represents $100 billion. So there's Warren Buffett, there's Bill Gates, there's Carlos Slim. Here's the Fed's balance sheet. The Fed's balance sheet is $4.5 trillion. Coins and banknotes, $5 trillion. Real estate, 7.6. Gold is $7.8 trillion. Imagine if you could just get 10% of that. Narrow money, banking and checking deposits. Oh, here's the stock market, $70 trillion. Here's broad money, savings, checking, time deposits, $80.9 trillion. Here's the debt, $200 trillion, which President Donald J. Trump just expanded to, I think, another $5 trillion, $4.5 trillion. So yeah, great. Here's this thing called derivatives. This is gonna play a factor in the next story, next couple stories. These are derivatives. I'm just gonna keep scrolling. And this is the halfway point where they think that's where it ends, $630 trillion, but they're not sure, and they think it could go as high as $1.2 quadrillion. So if you think there's not enough money in the world for cryptocurrency or specific digital assets to make a dent, take a look at this again. So that's what's going on. So derivatives, we will see. Derivatives, interesting. We'll talk about that in a second. Next up. Survey shows 2020 surge in crypto interest among financial advisors, Bitwise report. Bitwise Asset Management in collaboration with ETF Trends has released its 2020 study covering financial advisors and their attitudes towards cryptocurrency. The survey reveals many advisors are having their very first conversation about crypto since the asset class hit the radar in 2017. A cross sample of 450 financial advisors. This is where it gets good. 450 advisors comprised of independent registered investment advisors, RIAs, broker-dealer reps, financial planners, and wirehouse reps managing roughly half of all the wealth in the U.S. shows that 17% own Bitcoin in their personal portfolios. Let that sink in. So you know how last year and year before that, people just called this like a Ponzi scheme and pyramid scheme, whatever you want to call it. Warren Buffett called it rat poison squared. Well, now you got one out of five, essentially, of these investors going, I do own that, though. Interesting. And anyhow, it says 76% received a crypto-related question from a client sometime in the past year. 76%. So three out of four people are like, hey, man, what's up with that Bitcoin? What's up with that Ethereum? What's up with that Doge? No one's saying that. No one they said, well, you know, what's up with these digital assets? And it's interesting that three out of four actually would say that. But, I mean, they're smart people. The mean advisor in the survey reported having between 50 million to 100 million assets under management. So here were the findings. Numbers of advisors allocating crypto in client portfolios is expected to more than double in 2020 from 6 to 13%. None of the advisors with positions today intend to decrease or eliminate their position. 42% with positions plan to increase the client's crypto allocation the next year. 58% with positions plan to hold that position steady. And 72% of advisors think clients may be investing in crypto outside of their advisory relationships, which is up from 65% last year. Well, duh. This is just a big duh moment. I mean, these institutions, they have a job, right? These financial institutions have a job. Their job is to make their clients money, essentially. So if they can do that with an asset that has outperformed basically everything in 2019, they're going to look like geniuses. And they're going to come back like, hey, Jerry, or hey, Sarah, thanks for putting that money in there. I really appreciate it. It looks like we outperformed everything else again in 2020. And I made a good amount of money. Thank you so much. Even if they do 2% to 5%, that's not a bad deal. Imagine 2 to 5% of the entire, I don't know, population, everybody who invests, that just goes up 5%. Everybody, I'll take that. I will take that. Now, the question though always becomes is, well, what kind of institutions are really in there? Because, you know, these are old school people. Well, look, there's this thing called Fidelity. I don't know if you guys know them. They used to handle my 401k. Now, I don't know your age, but for me, like when I see somebody like Fidelity, who's old school, he used to handle my 401k And I didn't know anything about cryptocurrency. And they're like, hey, we're coming out. You can buy Bitcoin and Ethereum. I'm like, what? I thought that was for Silk Road and for, you know, the cartel and for drug deals and, you know, all this nonsense. But you're telling me that you guys believe in it? All right. Well, you know, you guys did okay with my 401k. I'll invest in you. That's how it works. You can't just have some wacky institution going, hey, buy this new digital asset class. For the majority who are not early adopters, that doesn't make sense to them. But Fidelity makes sense. TD Ameritrade makes sense, cryptocurrency trading. So we will see what happens. I just think that this is a good deal for everybody. And as a reminder, do you know what was the best performing asset class in 2019? Let me show you. And here it is, if you're unaware. So this is Bitcoin at 53% year-to-date returns. Here's oil, tech stocks, real estate. We know how much is in real estate, right? Trillions. Stocks, also trillions. Global stocks, global real estate, natural resources, global bonds, US bonds, gold. So Bitcoin did pretty good. So if you think that you're not an institution and you are out there going, how can I hedge my bet? How can I make sure that my clients are happy? Oh, well, there's this asset that's been rocking it for the last 3 years. Maybe I'll give it a chance. Maybe I'll invest, get, you know, put 2 to 5% of their portfolio or more. If you don't think that's going to happen in 2020, you're crazy. All right, moving on. Last up, former regulator known as Crypto Dad to launch digital dollar think tank. And this goes to our first story where we talked about the digitalization of the US dollar. So this is J. Christopher Giancarlo. He stepped down as chairman of the CFTC last year, said he was creating the nonprofit Digital Dollar Foundation to study converting the dollar into a fully electronic currency based on blockchain, the technology that underpins Bitcoin. What amazing timing. The US risks losing the advantage it enjoys from having the dominant global currency if it falls behind rivals such as China, which is working on creating a digital yuan, Mr. Giancarlo wrote up in an opinion published in the Wall Street Journal in October. And this is exactly what I've been saying and what other people have been saying out there as well. The United States cannot let another major power get ahead of them in anything, especially not the economy, especially not in finances. So if China is going to go out there and they're going to create their own digital currency, do you not think that America is going to step up and be like, oh no, we hold the reserve currency and we're going to put you in your place and we're going to beat you because that is our big foothold in the world. I just see that's how it goes. Not to get a little bit too crazy, but that's how I see it. Moving down, talks about, depending how a digital dollar is rolled out, private sector entities could stand a benefit, especially if they forge partnerships with the US Federal Reserve on the process. Who is doing that? The People's Bank of China is working with a number of banks and online payment services to issue the digital yuan, media reports have said. So that's interesting. So it's not just going to be the essentially the Federal Reserve in China, the People's Digital Bank, or the People's Central Bank in China. They're going to work with commercial banks. And they're going to all roll it out together. So a nice partnership. So I can see how that works out. And then last up, it says Mr. Giancarlo, a Republican, led the CFTC from January 2017 to July 2019, a period that overlapped with the inflation and deflation of a huge Bitcoin speculative bubble. The CFTC oversees futures and derivatives markets. Where did we see the derivatives? All that money, 1.2 quadrillion. Interesting. Also, it states this includes new markets for Bitcoin futures that were launched during Mr. Giancarlo's chairmanship. He won fans in the libertarian leaning community of cryptocurrency users by praising the technology as a form of financial innovation at a time when other regulators were more skeptical. That earned the moniker Crypto Dad. If you don't remember, he went in before Congress and just pretty much said, hey, you know, I don't know what's going on with this stuff, but his kids have been asking about Bitcoin. I mean, he's the chair of the CFTC, and they're like, hey, Dad, what's up with this Bitcoin? What's up with this Dogecoin? I'm just kidding. No one's saying that. What's up with Ethereum? I shouldn't rail on it on Dogecoin. It's a great coin. I shouldn't say anything about that. But and he went up there and just said, yeah, I don't know what's going on, but we're stifling the process. We need to get behind blockchain. Great. CFTC president or chairman says that. Let's do it. Anyhow, in September, he became an advisor to the Chamber of Digital Commerce, a blockchain and Digital Asset Lobbying Group. The Chamber of Digital Commerce. That sounds familiar. Where have I seen that? Oh, that's right. The Chamber of Digital Commerce was going to have CEO at Ripple, Brad Garlinghouse, be a keynote speaker at the DC Blockchain Summit 2019. So I'm going to leave you with that. And I want to say thanks for sticking with me through the rants. And I will see you on the next one.